Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I'm so glad you joined me today. It's the end of October, the beginning of a whole new month here, and you're still able to get into the Bible every day. You can do that. You really can. You can go to Bible Guide on freedomstreet.org and download that, or you can call me and I'll send you a whole year of reading through the Bible, and you're just going to be a changed person by the time you get through with that year. I guarantee it. I really do. You were planned. It's just such an amazing thing to think that you were planned before you were formed in your mother's womb. And that's why I can say that every birth is planned by God. And David said it so well in Psalm 139. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. So some of you, maybe in your life, you said, well, I shouldn't be here. I was conceived in a bar somewhere, or I was conceived in a hotel room. Listen, before you were formed, God knew you. And he goes on to say, in my inward parts, wonderful are thy works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from thee, and I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. That means in your mother's womb. You were planned and you were established. You were designed by God himself for a specific purpose here, friend. And it says, thine eyes have seen my unformed substance. In thy book they were all written, the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one cell. What, not one cell formed. How precious are thy thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. God is thinking about you constantly. I mean, I can't even count how many times a day God thinks about me, and he thinks about you in the same way. Oh, he is just such a wonderful God. I'm so glad that we are serving him, aren't you? Praise the Lord. These days are going to be difficult. You're going to hear more and more about trials and tribulations and destruction, and Jesus warned us about that, and Paul did also. So I want you to know that you are in the arms of a God who is taking care of you. Praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And you can contact us by going to freedomstreet.org and all contacting us there. Or you can go to Barbara at freedomstreet.org, Kimberly at freedomstreet.org, or hello at freedomstreet.org. And if you would like to listen to shows, you can go to that same website, freedomstreet.org, and under resources are radio shows, and I'm sure you're going to really enjoy them. And also the blogs that Kimberly puts on the website. And you can go to the teaching and click Voices of Freedom and find blogs, either by Kimberly or by Darren. Darren, we've put up several by Darren, and I know that you will really appreciate it. You can also donate to Call to Freedom by clicking that donate button on the website. Oh, thank you, Chris, for developing our website. I know it was old, it was antiquated, and now Chris is doing so much to update it. So I'm greatly blessed of the Lord and greatly thankful and grateful for what God is doing in our lives. Today and this week, I'd like to center in on Isaiah 52, verse 7. I have so many friends that encourage me and edify me. We need to be edified. I hope that's what I'm doing when I'm on the radio here and you're listening, that you are edified. I give you joy. I give you peace in Jesus' name. And here in Isaiah 52, verse 7, it's a very familiar verse, but I like to just focus on that this week. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger bringing good news, breaking the news that all is well, proclaiming good times, announcing salvation, telling Zion, your God reigns. I mean, who else is going to tell their friends and relatives, God is so good, when the world seems like it's going to hell in a handbasket? I mean, even today, President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu are meeting at the White House to plan a peace pact. He was saying just a little while ago, I think it was a great mistake that Israel gave that Gaza Strip to the Palestinians when they did. I think it was under the Obama administration. Don't take me at my word, but I think it was then that they had a peace pact made. And President Trump said something really interesting. They gave away their best portion of Israel along the Mediterranean Sea. And I thought about that, and I said, yes, Lord, that's a beautiful strip of land. It was. Now it is just torn up. Hamas took over, built 400 miles of tunnels under that ground, and it's just abominable what the enemy will do when he has territory. I mean, there's not a tree, there's not a bush, there's not beautiful plants or gardens. No, not when the enemy has it. It's dark, it's naked, and it's destructible. So I'm thankful that we have Benjamin Netanyahu and President Trump meeting today. I hope that Hamas will take this and sign a peace treaty, because we want to get those hostages home. We do desperately want to get them home. I know that I was just listening to an interview by one hostage that was freed. He spent almost 500 days underground, and he said, we were shackled to each other. I mean, even he said, try going to the bathroom when you're shackled to another person. He said, it's just humiliating. And he says, finally, when we were released, our legs didn't know what to do. They were jumping all over the place. And I thought, wow, I've never thought about stuff like that. Never. And they do. They went through hell. They did. And I just want the rest of them who are alive, those few who are alive, to come home to their families. So pray with me that that will happen. Isaiah 52, verse 7 in the Passion Translation is so beautiful. What a beautiful sight to behold, the precious feet of the messenger coming over the mountains to announce good news. He comes to refresh us with wonderful news, announcing salvation to Zion and saying, your mighty God reigns. Verse 8 of Isaiah 52 says, listen, the watchmen are shouting in triumph. That's you. You're going to be saying good things, not negative things, positive and good things and promises from God to your friends. You're not going to say, oh, did you hear so-and-so had a divorce? Oh, did you hear? You know, we're going to say beautiful, positive things to our friends and loved ones. Oh, listen, the watchmen are shouting in triumph, lifting their voices together. They're singing for joy, for right before their eyes, they can see Yahweh returning to Zion. Burst into joyous songs, you rubble of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, at this time when Isaiah wrote this, was in rubble, destroyed, just like Gaza City is being destroyed. For Yahweh has graciously comforted his people in the middle of the rubble, folks. He has become the kinsman redeemer of Jerusalem, the Boaz, hallelujah, of Jerusalem. Yahweh has unveiled his holy arm. Remember, I told you the holy arm in the Old Testament refers to Jesus. Every time he says, my mighty arm will defeat the enemy, that's Jesus. Before the eyes of all the nation, Jesus will be revealed. To the ends of the earth, everyone, everywhere will see the salvation of our God. Everyone will see the salvation of God. Go, and leave Babylon behind. So I'm saying to you today, go, leave the world behind. Leave Babylon behind. Seek your focus on the heavenly things, those things that cannot be seen in the physical. There's a footnote in the Passion of Isaiah 52, verse 7. And if you have an Isaiah, a copy of Isaiah, read 52, and there's a footnote that says, the messenger here is singular. That means he's referring to one person. but it becomes a company of messengers in Romans 10, 11 through 15. That's the new covenant. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Did you hear that? You don't have to say a special prayer. You don't have to go and on your knees before an altar. You don't have to do those things that the religious folk have told us that we have to do. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. When you call on the name of the Lord, Lord, I believe in you. I trust in you. You are saved. Praise God. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? That's why I believe that the Lord gets people in tight spots so they will call upon him. I really do, because it's been in the tight spots and the tight places in my own life where I've really asked him to help. Help, Lord, I need you right now. It's an emergency. Oh, it seems like so many don't call on the Lord until they get into those tight places. And here is the rest of that Romans 10. And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? That messenger from Isaiah 52, 7. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. Yes, in Romans 10, Isaiah 52, verse 7 is quoted. Jesus says also in Matthew 28, he says, go into all the world. That's for all of us. Go into all the world, your world, my world, into all the world and preach the gospel. Verse 16 of Romans 10 says, but not everyone welcomes the good news. For Isaiah the prophet said, Lord, who has believed our message? And I just read that today in Isaiah 53. Who has believed our report? So faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Christ. But I ask, have the people of Israel actually heard the message? Yes, they have. The message has gone throughout the earth and the words to all the world. But I ask, did the people of Israel really understand? Yes. Yes, they did. For even in the time of Moses, God said, I will rouse your jealousy through people who are not even a nation. Guess who the Jewish people are jealous and envious of? Us, the Gentiles who have come to know Jesus Christ. I will rouse your jealousy through people who are not even a nation. I will provoke your anger through the foolish Gentiles. So God did that. You can read it in Romans 10, 9 and 10. Oh, beautiful passages where we're grafted in. But he treats us as all his people, both Jew and Gentile. There's a scripture that explains that when you believe, you can't help but speak about the freedom you have in Jesus Christ. After the death of Charlie on September 10th, I believe there's a new wave of commitment in the hearts of those who are truly born again. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13, and this is from the message, we're not keeping this quiet, not on your life. Just like the psalmist who wrote, I believe it, so I said it. We also believe, therefore we speak. That's 2 Corinthians 4, 13. We believe, we speak. We can't keep it hidden. We can't. And what we believe is that the one who raised up the Master Jesus will just as certainly raise us up with you alive. Every detail works to your advantage and to God's glory. More and more grace, more and more people, and more praise. As God wins people, and as you give your friends and loved ones a wonderful prayer to follow and they receive Jesus as their Savior, it's going to be more and more praise in this earth. It's beautiful. Verse 18 says, so we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside it often looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside where God is making new life, not a day goes by without his unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times, the lavish celebration prepared for us. There's far more here than meets the eye. The things we see now are here today, gone tomorrow. That's right, they are. But the things we can't see, now that will last forever. So good. And that was from 2 Corinthians 4. I realize as I sit in this studio today that through one mic, I have a mic in front of me, through one mic, the word of God goes forth into households and cars on the road. What I say through God's word brings hope and peace into your home and into your car. Did you realize that? When you hear that, when you've got your radio on, that peace and that joy and that hope is swirling through your home and through your car. It's for all of us who believe, and we can't hold it in. We can't. What we believe, we speak, so ears can hear and receive the blessed hope. Because this world does not have much hope, folks. We must tell them about our Lord Jesus, who is the hope of this world. Even as President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu are meeting today in the White House, their hope of peace is not a very solid or sure hope. But we have this anchor, this rock that keeps our souls steadfast and sure while the storms rage on the outside. Yeah. When Holy Spirit woke me in the night, he did. He does that often now. And told me to write down some thoughts on believing and speaking. He brought up John the Apostle on the island of Patmos. I keep a pad and pen at my nightstand all the time. I do, because I don't want to miss anything Holy Spirit tells me. And so he focused me on John, who was on the Isle of Patmos, and I'm thinking that precious man, he was surrounded by crowds and by Jesus. He knew Jesus and the disciples, and he had so much joy and hope in knowing them. Then he was thrown into this desolate island, Patmos. And did John wonder if his words would be read and heard beyond this rocky place that the Romans had isolated him? As he wrote the words, the vision he was receiving from Jesus, would he ever know that what he wrote in the book of Revelation would be read and studied around the world? I don't think so, but he did. He wrote it all down. Every day I hear sermons on Jesus' return from the book of Revelation. Holy Spirit took the cover off the words that John wrote and made them universal in understanding. And that's what Revelation means, taking the cover off. And now we're seeing through Holy Spirit so much more is being revealed to us through prophecy and also by revelation knowledge that we didn't know before. When Charlie and his team drove into UVU on September 10th, he was amazed at the crowd and he commented on it. I just heard the other day from a clip that he had, wow, look at the crowd. And he was at the height of his happiness and wonder when that bullet struck his neck. Oh, what a way to go. What a way to go. He was happy, full of joy. And now, I saw just the other day, dozens of chapters are springing up all over the U.S. Men and women are taking up the gauntlet and lifting up Jesus. Friends, don't pray for revival. Revival is here. I really believe that with my whole heart, and we're part of it. Oh, God bless you, Charlie Kirk. Oh, Saturday at the Penn State and Oregon game, and Oregon was Charlie's favorite college team. There were thousands. I looked in the crowd, and they just came in and focused on some of the white T-shirts. I mean, thousands and thousands, and they had the word freedom on them. Their T-shirts, all the fans in the stadium, they actually gave away 5,000 freedom T-shirts, but I think there were a lot more. Oh, the freedom that Charlie spoke of. They were wearing it, and I am just so grateful. You can't extinguish the word of God. You cannot. Oh, in Isaiah 55:11, it speaks of that. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire and succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. God watches over his word to perform it. He really does. We must speak his word every chance we get. Don't feel badly or don't feel like shrinking back if you want to say a scripture for a friend or a loved one. That's why 2 Corinthians 4:13 is so important. We believe, therefore we speak. Paul took a verse that the psalmist wrote hundreds of years before and made it relevant for us today. We're not keeping this quiet, not on your life. Just like the psalmist who wrote, I believed it, so I said it, we say what we believe. And what we believe is that the one who raised up the Master Jesus will just as certainly raise us up with you alive. Every detail works to your advantage and to God's glory. More and more grace, more and more people, and more praise. Wow, that's powerful. And we can believe with our whole hearts that we reign with Jesus. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger bringing good news, breaking the news that all is well, proclaiming good times, announcing salvation, telling Zion, our God reigns. Oh, I thought of the group consumed by fire. Oh, all things that I have held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, they never came, they never satisfied. Who do I look to? Well, it's first things first when we're with Jesus.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappear? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's a prize? I don't wanna love what the world loves, I don't wanna chase what the world does.
So have your way in me. Your kingdom's all I want to seek. I don't want to love what the world loves. I don't want to chase what the world does. I only want you, Lord. I only want you. First things first, I seek your will, not my own. Surrender all my wants. Boy, it's taken a long time to learn that. Oh, but I surrender all my wants to you. Keep the first thing first. To live your truth, walk your ways. Set my eyes, Lord. I fix my face on you. All my desires reverse to keep the first thing first. To keep the first thing first. To keep the first thing first. Oh, don't become so well-adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Just the other day, Holy Spirit told me, as I was not whacking weeds, but blowing weeds in my driveway because my tree, the leaves are really falling now, and he said, all I want is for you to keep your thoughts on me, even when you're doing mundane tasks. I want you to know that I'm in them with you. That was so beautiful. I hope he talks to you today like that. Readily recognize what he wants from you, and all he wants is to be loved by you, intimate with you, commune with you, and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. And that's what holiness is all about, friend. More and more like Jesus. More and more about Jesus. Remember that old song? More and more about Jesus. You may not always see the outcomes of situations, but you know the truth of the gospel that will set you free. And make every effort to enter into that narrow gate and take all your friends and loved ones with you. That's the important thing to do. Oh, it's been so good being with you today. I have more and more to talk about who you are in Christ Jesus tomorrow on the air. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in